Romans 1:20 makes a very interesting point. In that particular passage, it poses a question for us and asks if we really do see. In that particular passage, it says this: since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen. Then it gives an example: being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. So he says there's a couple of things that we can see. We see one of those things is power, and the other, God's Godhead, is the way it puts it here in Romans. Now, do we see those things? And how can we see those things? Well, he says that we can understand God more fully, have a better perspective on God, by the creation. He says, since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen. Have you ever thought about that? The next time you go outside, take a look around. It seems in our modern world we don't do that. We walk directly to our car, we walk straight into the store, we walk to our business, whatever it may be. We don't take the time to look around. We don't look up at the stars. We don't enjoy what's our surroundings. We don't enjoy the creation the way that God says we really should. In fact, in Psalm 19 it says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The creation speaks, in a sense, to us, showing us how amazing God is. Have you ever thought of it that way? Paul tells us in the book of Romans that we can see God's power as we look around and we notice God's creation. His power telling us, wow, he is sustaining this world around us. He's created all these things we see, whether it's the beautiful snow like on a winter day like today, or the beautiful flowers in the summertime, or the stars that are just so amazing, shining brightly at night. We can get a better understanding, a better perspective on ourselves and God's power, his creation, the way that he sustains everything around us. And then it also reminds us of his Godhead. That's really talking about his divinity. God is amazing, and as we look at the divinity of God, it tells us something about his character, how amazing God is, which also then reflects on how loving he is, how caring he is, how faithful he is. And so as we live our lives, I hope the next time you go outside, later today, or the next time you do, look around, notice the creation. And I think if we do, we're going to gain so much better perspective on where we are, and then maybe gain a little bit deeper insight into who God is. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.